Hello and welcome to Top Nonprofits. My name is Amy DeVita, and today we'll be talking about nonprofit accounting. Our guest is Bob Mims. He is the Controller and Director of Investments at Ducks Unlimited. Bob, can you give us a little overview of your organization and a little background about your role there?
Been at Ducks Unlimited for 19 years, and one of the things I love about Ducks Unlimited, I tell people, and our mission is in a continuing polarization of our country between left and right, we're loved by both. We preserve wetlands in North America. That's our mission of about $200 million a year as a nonprofit. That makes the green side of our company advantageous and beloved by probably Democrats. And we raise money from traditionally hunters. So we sell a lot of shotguns, and a lot of conservationists are actually hunters. So the Republicans actually love us too, because we love our hunters, and we bridge those together in a corporate partnership mindset to be able to save, restore wetlands and associated grasslands that protect waterfowl across Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
That one of the biggest complaints I hear from smaller organizations is the challenge they have in dealing with a mess that may have been left behind from somebody, or just a complete lack of really being able to keep good financial records for their organization. I'm pretty sure that's an important thing to do. Can you offer some advice on how somebody might get started to clean it all up and get back on track, or if that's even very important?
Absolutely. That I, you know, Amy, that's probably a top priority, as many individuals that are not associated directly with smaller nonprofits are probably associated by one way or another, because they're either serving on boards or they're running in 5Ks supporting missions of nonprofits. And probably the most key ingredient is that smaller nonprofits, as well as larger nonprofits, are under-resourced. And when you become under-resourced, particularly in the area of financial management, of IT, technology, and some of your administrative costs, specifically because we've been through kind of a period of, I'll say, the last decade or 20 years, where most of the focus of nonprofits has been on program and delivery of certain programs related to your mission, at the expense of being able to fund a good overhead amount that is making sure that not only is your mission survivable, but your entity should be sustainable as well. Because without your entity, there is no mission. And we've made this argument both internally at Ducks Unlimited in some of our strategic planning exercises, but as well as broadly to nonprofits. There's some courses that we teach actually at the AICPA conference that's coming up in June that allows for some network and feedback on how we look at not only our operations from a program side, but how do we look at our balance sheet? And that's for small, medium, and large nonprofits. And as we examine those, what's the best way we can steward the resources that we're given, and how can we potentially expand those resources and look at things from a most effective manner across all three disciplines of nonprofits, which would be program, fundraising, and administrative, or what some people call overhead. And if you look at it from a balanced perspective, and clearly from a bias standpoint, I'm suggesting this is from an overhead standpoint, you want to try to balance your entity and your mission.
Helpful advice. So balance is very important, and not to lose focus on the requirements that often call for overhead.
What we found in our experience is if we examine what the watchdogs are looking at, that'd be GuideStar, Charity Navigator, Wise Giving Alliance, they're all looking at different metrics, different measures. And a lot of times what we like to do is engage in a conversation, and not email, not just complain about what report was written about us, but if someone is fundamentally misunderstanding what we're doing, it's probably best just to engage in a conversation. And that conversation extends not just with our watchdogs, but it's to educate our board. We often think our board knows everything about us, but they simply can't. They have day jobs, whereas they can't spend nearly the amount of time that we can focusing on what's really going on inside our organization and how we can accomplish our mission.
Are there steps that an organization can take to make sure that accounting and fundraising are on the same page, maybe speaking the same language or worried about having the same objectives?
A couple of words that I would throw out there from an accounting viewpoint. My guess is at the accounting conference, it's going to be a fairly warm crowd for the accountants and not so much for those people that are in fundraising. So to the accountants, often what I preach is to have two things. One is transparency, and two is humility. And in terms of humility, what I talk about often is understanding that the accounting rules can be quite complicated. In some ways, it takes a rocket scientist to figure out the rules that our endowments are actually categorized in three different net asset categories. And so we can poke fun at ourselves, and as we do that self-deprecating with development, then we can maybe come to a place of common understanding where we then ask development, what are your pain points and what are you trying to do in a conversation? And so there's actually a session, if you look at the agenda for this year, there will be a session titled Accounting and Development, Why Can't We Be Friends? So, which should be a kind of a fun session, I guess, to poke fun at what the accountants are doing wrong and what the development folks are doing wrong, and how can we do things right together? Because we are in it for the same purpose, for the same mission. We want to raise as much money as we can, be as transparent as we can, and the leadership aspect of this comes when we add that dose of humility.
Fabulous advice. Thank you, Bob. Is there a book or a resource that you feel should be on the desk of every nonprofit accounting professional?
Oh, let's see. I recommend a book of prayer. That's probably what I would recommend, because nonprofits are faced with all kinds of stresses. So in terms of probably the best book, I actually will throw you for a loop here, potentially. I recommend Personality Plus by Florence Littauer. It's a book on understanding other people and other personality types. You take a personality quiz. So it's kind of a soft skills book. And in tongue-in-cheek, it talks about relationships. And at the end of the day, nonprofits, their number one asset is not their endowments, unless you have a really, really large endowment. The number one asset is the people. And so what we've seen at Ducks Unlimited is over the course of the last 5 years, because we have a great CEO, great leader that came to us, and his vision was to unify us. Let's start internally. Let's understand each other in relationships. Let's have conversations. And if we are unified in what we call Team DU, then we can probably maximize what we're doing. So Personality Plus is a book that I've learned a lot, just for personal relationships as well as work relationships. It's the one I'd probably recommend.
I really like that, and it's a book I might read. We're really looking forward to seeing you all again this year at the AICPA Not-for-Profit Conference.
This year, the conference is running June 27th to the 29th and is being held again at the Gaylord in National Harbor, Maryland. Could you give us a little idea of what we might expect this year?
There's some pre-conference workshops the morning of the 27th, so I'd recommend coming to the full conference and experiencing all 3 days. The keynote speaker is Barry, the chair of the AICPA. There's some general sessions, and I'll just offer as a way of saying how the probably the best component of the conference is when you're in a room of 300 people and you're in a learning atmosphere where you're getting your CPE, if you are happen to be a CPA, if you just turn to your left and turn to your right and say, I'm Bob Mims, I'm from Memphis, I'd like to know a little bit more who you are, that the networking aspects of each conference, each session, is really where the where I would say the super value begins for you personally as well as professionally, because you are with 1,800 people in the same industry. This is the top conference, I would suggest, for CPAs in the industry of nonprofits.
I want to thank our guest today, Bob Mims, again for joining us and for all of his helpful advice. For those of you who are interested in checking out the conference that Bob was talking about, it's the AICPA Not-for-Profit Industry Conference, and the website for more information is not.cpa2biz.com. There's also a link in the post where we have this podcast. Thanks so much, and I hope to see you in June at the Gaylord.